Greetings, Radio Land. We do bring you greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. We are the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for this great door of utterance, our great pastor is coming to you today with a message direct from God. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, evangelists, well, elders, deacons, missionary, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, we're glad to be with you. We are God's covenant church. We are the church of God. We are established in Jesus' word, in his name. We are grateful for our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy. These were holy vessels, keeping God's commandments. They're in the bosom of God, and we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We are true followers of Christ. We were called Christians at Antioch. We are Jews. We are Israelites. We are Israel in the spirit. We're under one shepherd. And we're grateful for this knowledge and grateful for a mind to keep God's commandments. Going to talk about our Father, the Redeemer of Israel. Just a thought, and I might remind you every time we bring a thought, it's always according to Scripture, and everything leads you back to God's Word. It's just a thought, but it's written, and that's what we live by, that which is written, that's rightly divided, God's Word, not just the Scripture. Because God's word is in the scripture, and you have to rightly divide the scripture. Before we get into this thought, we have a poem and a few testimonies. Our Deacon Debbie at this time have the announcements. Go ahead.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061, or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Thank God for our sister Tatum. We don't have a pianist today accompanying her, but she does have a poem, and we trust you're going to enjoy the poems that sister Tatum.
God's everything we need.
Thank God.
He's hope when there's nothing to hope for.
Thank God.
He's a friend when there's great despair. He's strength in a time of weakness. He's there when you need a prayer. He's peace in a time of trouble.
Thank God. Go ahead.
He's comfort in a time of pain. He's joy in a time of sorrow.
Thank God.
In a drought, he's much needed rain. He's safety in a time of danger. He's security in a time of fear. He's light in a time of darkness. His presence is always near. He's never late when you need him. He's always there on time. And he's everything we'll ever need to give us a peace of mind.
Thank God for you, Sister Tatum. Thank God for our Sister Porsche. She has a testimony, young soul that have given her life to God, holy vessel. I don't think she's 35. Yes, she is. Thank God. How old are you, sister?
35, Pastor.
35.
Yes.
Who happens to be my daughter, and I don't know her age. But she's sanctified. There's not young men coming in and out of her life. At this point in her life, for the last 5 years, she's given her life to God, and she's a holy vessel unto the Lord. Virgin in the Lord. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Thank God for you.
Thank God for being here. Thank God for you, Pastor. Thank God for my life. I truly cherish my life. As you said, I'm keeping myself day by day through the leading of God, through the word, Pastor. I'm grateful that when I heard the call 5 years ago, I heeded to the call. And day by day, Pastor, I'm striving, and I can truly say today, I sin no more. I'm just thanking God for being here, Pastor.
Thank God for you, Sister Porch. Thank God for you, Sister Porch. Young soldier, one thing about the people of God, God always had the faithful women. When he went to the cross, they were there. Women always followed the Lord. That's why he styled his church as a woman. I would say one of the reasons. Always been there for the Lord. Elder Phillips, vessel, striving to please God. Vessel that I say is honorable. He has a testimony today. Thank God for you, Elder.
Good. It's good to be here, Pastor. Beautiful Sabbath day. And it's an honor to be under such great leadership. Came here many years ago. God brought me to the truth. And it's just good to know what God requires. And his requirements is that you hear our pastor all the time talking about keeping God's commandments. And this is the word of God. I learned that when I got here because of God's word, his commandments, I sin no more. When I was in the other churches, I thought I was sin free, but I found out when God actually, I saw God's light and it came upon me, I saw the undone conditions. But in God's church, we strive to live free and separated from sin. And I can say today that I'm living free and separated from sin. And this is because of such a great leader.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for you, Elder. God have always had pillars in the church. Pillars, those that support God's word, and they stand for God's word. They hold up the bloodstained banner. Pillars.
All right.
Rocks. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
We have another soldier. She might be 35 too. I don't believe that, but
I'm older than 35.
But I thank God she's heading up around that realm. But she's a sanctified soul today.
Thank God.
She's one of God's virgins.
Thank God.
But she's married to a man who was a deacon here.
Yes.
She comes all the way from Tanzania. She's a true follower of Christ. Thank God for you, Sister Anna.
Thank God.
Was a Catholic.
Yes, Pastor.
Which was nothing.
That's right. That's right. Thank God for you, Pastor. Thank God for knowledge. Knowing that Catholicism was nothing, so is everything else except holiness. Pastor, just coming to knowledge, knowing that what God requires is all the time different from what people say and preach, and I was living that life believing a lie.
Right.
But I thank God that when knowledge came, I was able to see it and obey it, and striving today because I love God, and God says, if you love me, you
all
keep
right.
my commandments. And that's how we are purified, that's how we please God, and that's how we show our love to God, by loving one another. And today, I too can say I truly live free from sin because of the teaching, instructions that come forth all the time, and yielding to what God says, Pastor. I thank God for your stand, how you lift up the standard of God, following the instructions that God gives to you. You give it to us just as God requires. I thank God for being here. I'm grateful for knowledge and for my life. I thank God.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Thank God. Thank God.
Beautiful.
That's a wonderful testimony.
Yes, it is.
And we know her life. Yes, we dwell with each other. As the scripture says, know them that labor among you.
Yes.
No, we don't have a congregation of 5,000 or 1,000. But the Lord said, where there's two or three gathered and agreeing, I'll be a God in the midst. And he's talking about agreeing in his word. Brother Richard came out from the places that most of us came out of. Churches that don't keep God's commandments, but say they're preaching the word. He's with us today. He's living a sanctified life. Thank God for you, Brother Richard. Thank God.
Thank God for you, Pastor. Just like to say I'm so happy to be here and so happy to be in the truth. And maybe about a year and a half ago, I remember when I came and sat down and I heard Pastor go forth with the truth, and I said, oh, this is it. And every time we go forth, I feel that way. And because of the truth and because of the teaching, I'm able to strive to live right and live holy and live among the saints. And I said, if you want to see something beautiful, you need to see the word of God coming alive in the saints, because they live the life that the word is talking about. And I see it daily. I thank God. I thank God for you, Pastor. I thank God for the saints.
Thank God for you, Brother Richard. If you can see it, you can be it. That means you can. It's doable. But you have to have the mind to suffer. And a mind to live for God, a mind made up, a mind to love God.
Yes.
And I thank God for what we have here today. Let's go to Isaiah 63 and 16. And while you're doing that, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is, and all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great? So you want to talk about a great people. The scripture is letting you know who the greats are. That has statutes and judgment, so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day. And the Lord said, I am the Lord, and I change not. The statutes and judgments of God is his word, and it changes not, because the Lord is the word. God is the word, and the word is God, and he changes not. Now, Isaiah 63 and 16, as I say again, whatever thought ones may have in mind, it should lead you back to God's word. But so many get nauseated because we say the commandments, it's the same thing. I don't have a problem in saying God's word. But if I say God's word, you will think that I'm like you are if you don't keep God's commandments. If you're not keeping God's commandments, you are not keeping God's word. If you say you're keeping God's word and you are offended, or you offend in one point, you're still not keeping them. Because if you offend in one point, you're guilty of them all. And God would not expect us to do what we cannot do. Because the Lord said, I will put no more on you than you're able to bear. And I believe the Lord. Yes. The Lord also says this very prevalently throughout the scriptures. If you love me, keep my commandments. And so many of these preachers say, well, God knew we couldn't do it. God would not be unjust like that to ask us to perform or do a thing we could not do. Because God is just. Isaiah 63 and 16, Evangelist, what does it say?
Doubtless. Thou art our Father.
Doubtless, God is our Father. And you can say, this is a cult here. That's a far stretch. And the only reason why one would say we're a cult, because you don't know God. And your traditional churches out here that have been from eons, your Baptists and Methodists and all of these different labels, don't know God, because the forefathers have left God's word and begin to serve so many gods, you don't recognize who God is, and you don't know who Jesus is. Because Jesus and the Father is one. They're the same. And so should we be when we take on God's word. Doubtless,
thou art our father.
What?
Though Abraham be ignorant of us.
Abraham didn't know us. He didn't know what God was going to bring behind him. But he said, thou shalt be a father of many nations. He knew it, but he never saw those that came behind him. Beyond Jacob. And those in his generation he saw. He didn't see a lot of the other Gentiles God brought in. And a Gentile is anyone that don't know God. A Gentile is a Jew if you don't know God. He didn't know all those God was going to bring in. And the Jews today, many of them and most of them that don't claim Jesus because they don't know Jesus because they're not Abraham's seed in the spirit. They are Abraham's seed naturally so.
Right, right.
But they don't know Abraham. And Abraham is ignorant of them. Abraham be ignorant of us. What?
And Israel acknowledge us not.
The natural Israeli don't acknowledge holiness to my knowledge. That don't mean that they're not some Israelis that live holy. But the natural Jew don't acknowledge anyone outside of Judaism. And they don't know there's many that live for God and they are Israelites because they live holy. They don't acknowledge us. And Israel is God's people. Supposedly, the church world should be and are called Israel, God's people. And many that say they are Israel or God's people don't even know they're Israelites. And don't even acknowledge us because we're holy. Well, they didn't acknowledge the prophets, the Lord. They killed them because they were not caught up in just ceremonies, but they were holy. And we're a holy people.
Yes.
Though Abraham acknowledges not, and Israel acknowledges not, what?
Thou, O Lord. Art our Father.
Art our Father. What?
Our Redeemer.
What?
Thy name is from everlasting.
Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to 2 Corinthians 6 and 14. I just want to make this thought clear that it doesn't matter what ones may think because we're not traditional like you might be. Neither was the Lord. He was not caught up in the Jews' religion. He was in holiness,
all right.
As were the prophets and all those that were sent before him.
Right.
He said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets.
Yes.
They didn't just kill Jesus, they killed all those that, not all, but most of those that were sent from God. They persecuted them and killed them.
Yes.
2 Corinthians 6 and 14, what does it say?
Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
So we don't have a problem whether you're Catholic, Buddhist, Baptist, Methodist, Muslim. You're all the same if you're not keeping God's commandments. And you can call God by many names. I know him under the name of Jesus, Jehovah. And I don't get drunk on anything but God. Nor the name whereby men must be saved, but Jesus. We know he's called Jehovah. We know that. But we're not called Jehovah's Witnesses. And we're not called Jesus' Witnesses. But we do witness to his life and to the word. Read.
For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness?
That's what we're all about here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. Righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Believing God. And that means believing his word. And what?
And what communion hath light with darkness?
Truly, many churches have light. But it's a reflection of the light.
Mm-hmm.
The light. We are walking in the light, which is God's commandments, which makes you a light. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read the 16th verse. What does it say?
And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols.
Now, wait a minute. If we're the temple of God, what agreement do we have with Christmas? Every day that comes up, there's one on the horizon now, always a day before you can put away your credit cards, you got to bring it out again to pay a sacrifice for these gods to get along in the world, to make your loved ones happy, because these gods have been set up. We don't have no agreement with that. Our agreement is with God. We will keep your commandments. All that the Lord has said, will we do? That's our agreement, not what these Johnny-come-lately gods are. Read.
For ye are the temple of the living God.
What?
As God hath said, I will dwell in them.
All right, what?
And walk in them.
What?
And I will be their God.
What?
And they shall be my
people. So doubtless God is our Father, according to the word.
Yes.
He's our Father.
All right.
And why would you be looking for him to come in the cloud if he's in you and walking in you? Why would you worry about some day that's set up in a calendar and God has given you the day to recognize as a rest day, as a holy day? And God is leading and guiding you how to love and how to live. Why should we worry about the gods that these people make up and put on calendars? No. Read.
Wherefore, come out from among
God
them.
God said, come out from among them. What?
And be ye separate.
Be ye separate.
Saith the Lord.
That don't mean we're holier than thou, but we're holy people. Why should we be ashamed of claiming what God has given us, holiness?
All right.
Be ye separate.
Saith the Lord.
Saith the Lord what?
And touch not the unclean thing.
Now that's
thing.
What God is saying. Touch not the unclean thing. What?
And I will receive.
So how is God receiving all of these so-called Christians and they're not clean? And they say they're not clean. No, we're not clean. Nobody is clean. That's not true. If God is saying touch not the unclean thing, that means God have cleaned you up or will clean you up.
Yes.
Right quick, go to 1 John. Mm-hmm. They love this scripture. Yes. Oh, all have sinned and come short. And you know what? Don't say you ain't got no sin. That's not true. We all have sin. But when you confess your sins and God have cleaned you up, you're not yet a sinner. And you're not yet in sin. Now, so many have this scripture messed up. 1 John 1 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say?
If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie.
Now, wait a minute. Not saying that you don't have darkness in you, but if you walk in darkness and lie and say you don't, you're not having fellowship with God. Now, when you come to God, you're coming out of darkness. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, you're lying.
And do not the truth.
Because once you begin to fellowship with God, he begins to clean you up.
Mm-hmm.
But what?
But if we walk in the light.
Now, to walk in the light, you must obey God and get cleaned up. Mm-hmm. If you walk in the light.
As he is in
the light. As you see the knowledge. What?
We have fellowship. One with another.
Now you have fellowship with God. And what?
And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
Now, what does that mean? It means you've been cleansed from all sin. It's a work in process. He's cleansing you from all your sins.
Yes.
But what?
If we say that we have no sin.
But now if you're saying that you haven't sinned.
We deceive ourselves.
It don't say that you... It don't mean that you still have sin in you. He's cleansed you now. It says from all sin.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say we have no sins, what?
We deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
That means when God is bringing you knowledge about yourself, you won't acknowledge it. Where you can get cleaned up, you're deceiving yourself. And the truth is not in you. Otherwise, you're not following God's word. What?
If we confess our sins.
Now it's going back to getting cleaner. If we confess our sins.
He is faithful.
What?
And just.
What?
To forgive us our sins.
What?
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Well, wait a minute. If he's cleansing you from all unrighteousness, how can you say your righteousnesses are as filthy rags anymore? Because the scripture tells you, he that doeth righteousness is righteous
even
as he is righteous. That means when you're doing righteousness, God has cleansed you or is cleaning you up from all unrighteousness. What?
Yes. If we say that we have not
now
sinned.
Now it says, if we say we have not sinned,
we make him a liar.
You make God a liar because we all have sinned before we come to God, mm-hmm. before we begin to obey God.
All right.
If you say you haven't, that makes you a liar.
All right.
And the word is not in you. But if you acknowledge, Paul acknowledged his wrongdoing. Yes, I wasted the church. Yes, I was wrong. Even though I did it ignorantly, I was honest about it, but I was wrong.
Yes.
Now he was able to get to manifest the Son in his life.
Yes.
If we say we have not sinned,
we make him a liar.
What?
And his word is not in us.
Isn't that beautiful? Let's go back. Let's read this again. Isaiah 63.
Mm-hmm.
Doubtless.
And
Isaiah 63 and 16.
And
doubtless, thou art our father. What?
Though Abraham be ignorant of us.
What?
And Israel acknowledge us not. Thou, O Lord, art our father.
What?
Our redeemer. Thy name is from everlasting.
Jeremiah 2 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to know who you are and who God is. God is the Father. And he's our Father. You should be redeemed.
Yes.
From junk. From God. Isn't that beautiful? Jeremiah 2 and 2.
And 2.
Go.
All right. 2 and 2. Go. And cry in the ears of Jerusalem.
What?
Saying, thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth.
This is the way the church used to be in the days of old. The kindnesses of thy youth. What?
The love of thine espousal. When thou wentest after me in the wilderness.
What?
In a land that was not sown.
What?
Israel was holiness unto the
Israel
Lord.
Israel was holiness, but over time they began to get into ceremony.
Yes, mm-hmm. Pastor.
Just going through religious ceremonies.
Right.
And it stemmed from what God instituted in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
Israel was holiness unto the Lord. What?
And the first fruits of his increase.
What?
All that devour him shall offend.
So anytime you snuff at holiness, you're offending God.
Yes.
We're able to snuff at anything but holiness because it's not of God.
That's right.
Israel was holiness unto the Lord.
Yes.
And God is holy. And right. I'll say it again. Common sense tell you, how can you have the Holy Ghost if you're not holy?
All right.
That don't make sense. You got a ghost, but it's not holy.
All right.
How you going to be Holy Ghost, have the Holy Ghost, and you Baptist, you never became holy? Read.
Evil came upon them, saith the Lord.
So evil comes upon those that devour or snuff at holiness.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Hear ye the word of the Lord.
What?
O house of Jacob.
What?
And all the families of the house
that
of Israel.
That means you that say you're called by God's name. As I say again, you may call yourself Presbyterians, but God didn't call anybody Presbyterian or apostolic. He didn't call us that. He called us holiness.
Yes,
holiness unto the Lord. What?
Thus saith the Lord.
Thus saith the Lord.
What iniquity have your fathers found in me?
What?
That they are gone far from me?
The church world is far from God because they don't even know what holiness is. They read throughout the scriptures and don't understand the commandments of God is the word.
Mm-hmm.
And the word is God.
Yes.
Which is the commandments.
Yes.
What?
And have walked after vanity.
Vanity.
And are become vain.
That's vanity to say or believe that Jesus died for your sins, that you don't have to do anything, that you don't have to live holy. That's vain to believe that.
Yes.
Because the Lord bear the cross alone. He said, go and sin no more.
Yes.
That means now that you've been redeemed, you're able to live this life.
Yes.
And have walked after
mm-hmm.
vanity and become vain. Read the 8th verse. What does it say?
Uh-huh. The priest said not, where is the
where
Lord?
Where is the Lord? They didn't say that. What?
And they that handle the law knew me not.
Most of these preachers today that say and handle the word of God don't know God. That's
right.
What the Lord is saying.
Mm-hmm.
In that day, many will say, haven't we done this in your name? Haven't we done that? He said, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you.
Mm-hmm.
Because most, 99% of these preachers don't know God.
Don't.
Read.
the pastors also transgressed against me.
What?
And the prophets prophesied by Baal.
Go ahead.
And walked after things that do not profit.
Most of these days, they got all kind of days in the church. All kind of days they observe in the world. It has no profit in it because God is not calling for it.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Wherefore, I will yet plead with you,
what?
Saith the Lord, and with your children's children
and with
will
your
I plead.
Children's children will I plead. 11th verse, what does it say?